with your Radio On The Go Sports here on KLMJ for a Thursday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens. Taking a look at the state baseball tournament from yesterday and last night. State semifinals in Class 1A, and Carroll saw Keihai pull off a big upset over top-seeded Remsen St. Mary's, the Keyhawks. Of course, many of you know they have a great tradition, but haven't been to state for 10 years. They pull it off over Remsen St. Mary's 5-3 in 9 innings. The Keyhawks on to the championship game. They'll face Council Bluffs St. Albert. The Falcons over Alburnett's team 10-0. Yesterday, St. Albert on to the state championship today. Class 2A at Carroll also played yesterday afternoon and evening. And Van Meter, the top seed again, avoids an upset. They nearly were upset in the first round, and they win 4-3 over fourth-seeded Orange City Unity Christian. The Bulldogs over the Knights 4-3 as Van Meter, the defending champs, move on to the state championship again. Centerville's Big Reds will be the opponent for Van Meter. Centerville outlasting Comanche 12-11 in 8 innings yesterday, playing at Carroll in the state baseball tournament. 3A and 4A play at Iowa City at Duane Banks Field, at the home of the University of Iowa Hawkeyes. And the 3A quarterfinals took over the field yesterday with Marion defeating ADM 11-2. Central DeWitt oust Waverly Shellrock in the state baseball tournament 11-1. Central DeWitt over the Gohawks. Cedar Rapids Xavier over MOC Floyd Valley 18-3. Dubuque Wallert downs Winterset 4-1 late last night in the state baseball tournament 3A at Iowa City. Well, the state baseball tournament, of course, a year ago had Dighton Hartford making their first ever appearance at state. And this year, Coach Sean Leonard will be moving on after the 2021 campaign. The coach's postgame comments featured on last weekend's Channel Seed Sports Beat show. Leonard has propelled the Wolverine baseball program to new heights and says that it is never easy to walk away from something you poured your heart into.
It probably won't hit me until, you know, next April, May, but it's been awesome. It's been my privilege and a pleasure to work at a school like this.
And the D&H Wolverines wrapped up the season after a loss to state-bound Denver 12-2 and just a couple weeks ago. Coach Leonard says he believes the program to be in much better shape now than when he took over a decade ago.
I like to believe that it's in a much better place now than it was back in 2012. And I hope, you know, with the team that's coming back, you know, the next guy's going to have a lot of fun for a couple of years. And I want nothing more than that. Just, these guys deserve that. And they've done everything I've asked of them. And it's going to be fun to watch them in the next couple of years. Like I told them, I said, I'm not moving. I'm not leaving. I'm just not going to be in the dugout with you. And that's kind of hard to take.
D&H finished the season with a mark of 23-10, and last season it was a tremendous 2020 campaign. D&H in the shortened COVID year was 15-4 and captured their first ever state tournament berth, playing Des Moines Christian and losing to the Lions 2-1 in a close game down at Principal Park. And again, special thanks to Coach Leonard, not just for the time in the postgame here in the recent tournaments, but all the time over the years in our coverage of Wolverine baseball over on 98.9 KQCR. And best of luck to Coach Leonard in the future. Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard is urging Cyclone fans not to panic as a new round of conference realignment begins. Pollard released a pre-recorded message to fans after Texas and Oklahoma took the first step in their eventual exit from the Big 12 Conference.
Our industry is in a complete state of flux. And quite frankly, every institution should be evaluating where they are and how things are going to look as this landscape continues to change, from the Supreme Court ruling to the NIL to the NCAA and to the college football playoff.
Pollard believes Texas and Oklahoma will remain in the conference through 2025.
That allows us the opportunity to spend the next 4 years evaluating the landscape and understanding what is changing or what isn't changing in college athletics. I know that that gives us the best possible opportunity to position Iowa State University for what comes next.
And the Cyclones open their football season for this year at home against UNI and the football team that is on September the 4th. A second publication has placed the Central College football team as its preseason rankings, as College Football America yearbook listed the Dutchman number 19 on the NCAA Division III pool. Central is previously tabbed as number 11 on Lindy's National Football College magazine. And Central, which captured its share of a 31st conference championship in 2019, gained its 21st Division III playoff berth with a 10-2 record, posting a 2-0 mark in abbreviated 2021 spring season. And the coach Jeff McMartin has posted a 128-42 record over 17 seasons coaching the Dutch. And they open the campaign for this year, September 4th, at St. Olaf College up in Minnesota. Some of the area athletes on the Central football team include Jack Heron of Applington Parkersburg, who's a freshman, Austin Knock of Grundy Center, a sophomore, and Aaron Rolfs from AGWSR, a junior playing for the Central Dutch. The Missouri Valley Football Conference says games canceled this season due to COVID will most likely result in forfeits. Conference Commissioner Patty Vitito says vaccination rates were frightening earlier this summer, but have improved in recent weeks.
Just a few short weeks ago, it seemed like we were on track to have a season with far fewer COVID-19 health risks and no need to repeat the very restrictive protocols and testing that we dealt with all last year. Sadly, team vaccination rates are lagging and the Delta variant is raging, and we are far from out of the pandemic woods.
Northern Iowa football coach Mark Farley admits the program is lagging in its vaccination rate. He hopes what the Panthers experienced in the spring will help motivate players to get vaccinated.
You know, they need the ability to make their choices personally, and yet they still are a part of a bigger picture, a bigger game, and that's being a part of a team and being a part of a university. So that's where they have to take a hard look at. There's something bigger than all of us in this process, but yet there's also an individual choice that they have a right to make. So we've got our work cut out, and how they make those choices is how we educate them.
And the Panthers open September 4th at Iowa State's. And going back to Iowa State football, well, a linebacker, Mike Rose, named to the Butkus Award watch list, announced today and given annually to the nation's best linebacker. The senior from Ohio, Rose was the defensive player of the year in the Big 12 and an all-Big 12 first-team recipient in 2020, helping the Cyclones to win over Oregon in the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl. And Rose will enter his senior year with 248 tackles, 29 for loss, ranking 10th all-time in school history. And the UNI volleyball program has released its non-conference schedule featuring four tournaments at Wisconsin-Green Bay, Kentucky, Washington State, and a tournament at Marquette, and then a return of the Iowa State Cyclones to the McLeod Center. The Panthers will begin the season at Wisconsin-Green Bay with matches against North Dakota State on August 27th, followed by matches with Ball State and Green Bay on the 28th. UNI will make a trip to Lexington, Kentucky for matches with USC and Kentucky September 3rd and a match with Creighton on September the 4th, playing their third consecutive tournament on the road. The Panthers will travel then to Pullman, Washington for matches with Washington State and Long Beach State September 10th and a match with Gonzaga on September the 11th. And the first time since 2018, the Iowa State Cyclones will travel to Cedar Falls for a match with the Panthers at the McLeod Center. The Panthers will travel for their final non-conference tournament of the season in the Marquette Tournament in Milwaukee, and that is slated for September 17th and 18th. And joining head coach Bobby Peterson as area individuals on the Panther volleyball team this season, junior Bailey Peterson of Dighton Hartford High School and junior Jenna Brandt of Sumner Fredericksburg from this part of the state. Head coach Bobby Peterson enters her 22nd year as head coach of the Panthers this fall. And it's state championship baseball time in Carroll as Class 1A and 2A state championships are set for today, and that is Key High against Council Bluffs St. Albert for the 1A championship, Van Meter against Centerville's Big Reds in the Class 2A title game. With a look at Radio On The Go Sports for this Thursday, I'm Dwayne Carstens. Have a great day.